Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Klal Nun Aleph. And we're still learning Siman Chav Gimel, which deals with the halachas of Shir Ichol, the time that you have post you eat a food or drink something to say the bracha. So Chazal tied it into the concept of the time it takes to for the process of Ichol, which is the process of digestion. Now, the Chayadim deals with a situation where he says, if a time has elapsed and you have not been totally satiated, so you can't tell. When you originally consumed it, you did not consume enough to be satiated, so you can't tell whether you're hungry again, because you were hungry after you stopped eating as well. So now some time has elapsed. What should you do? You should eat some more food and to allow you to be able to say the bracha achrona. Do you need to make a new bracha on that food? So in a scenario where you had no intention to eat any more food, so that's the halacha of there was a person what was Mesiach Dasim eating, so he requires a new bracha. So that's clear. What about a situation where he actually had intended to eat more, just he sat down and spent some time just talking, etc. But he intended to eat more, and then he listens, oh my gosh, he looks at the clock and says it's been quite some time. And it's already after the shear of Ichol. Does he need to make a new bracha rishana? So the Chayyadim says, "V'misiach daito mitchilo shaldachol od sorach shibarach bracha rishana akol mashayachol." If he already has misiach dasim eating, so I thought you should eat some more. So regards to the bracha rishana, if he is misiach das, he has to make a new bracha rishana. Okay, and v'chein im shor shir Ichol. And the Chayyadim says that if a person waited a shir ichol, so a person had a cup of tea, planned to have another cup of tea later on, he was sitting and learning, and he had a cup of tea, he planned to have another one later on, he did not say bracha achrona, right after the first cup, and then he gets involved in his learning, he says, I'm having another cup of tea. He looks at the clock and realizes it's been a shir ichol. It's been an hour since he had his last cup. So he said the shir ichol for drinking is less than an hour. It's already been an hour. So the Chayyadim says he needs a new bracha rishana ha-mashayachol b'yishta. So you want to point out that this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that even though the person was not Masiach Das, he intended to have more, the to extend the bracha rishono, there has to be a connection, and once the shir ichol, it's not considered connected back to the bracha rishono. However, this is important, that there are multiple achronim who disagree with the Magen Avraham and the Chayyadim on this point, and they feel that since the person intended to have another drink or another and some more food, he was not Masiach Das from the Achila or the Shtia, and he would not need a new Bracha Rishona. The Mishabura Paskins like this opinion, and that's the opinion which we follow, that a person should not make a new Bracha Rishona in that situation, since he wasn't Masiach Das. Person goes to a Chasna, or a person goes to a simcha, Shabbat brachas, and there's a few darshanim over there who end up talking a little bit longer than you would like them to. Or maybe, actually, you would enjoy having the long drasha, and you realize it's been quite some time since you ate. So a person washes at the beginning of the meal, and he has bread, and then it's been well over an hour and a half since he ate any bread, but he's like, I'll eat other foods. So that's not so he says, I can't bench anymore. I'm benching on the bread that I ate. I haven't eaten bread in quite some time. So that's not a problem, because we look at that as one suda, and even though he's eating other foods, etc., as long as it's considered one suda, so the person does not lose the opportunity to say bracha achrona due to shir ichol. The Although, what about drinking? So he ate, and then he's talking and he's drinking along the way. But so this is not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. You know, the person clearly has stopped eating, but he is drinking along the way. So Moshe Sternbuch in his Chubas says he doesn't feel that water would work for this purpose. Water is not really clearly connected to the meal. It's actually an opinion. It holds that drinking during the meal requires a bracha. And drinking, we don't paskin like that. We assume that it's subsumed in the meal. But it's not really part. This concept is that you're still involved in the act of satiating yourself. You're having other foods. But let's say there's certain drinks, which he gives the example of beer, which people tends to fill a person up. He says that he feels would extend the meal, but water of the sorts, water, orange juice, etc., those type of things, would not be sufficient for this purpose. So a person in that situation, if he could hold on to some bread and continue to munch on some bread along the way, or other foods, would be appropriate. Now, in this situation, what would be the preferable way of doing it? Maybe we should argue that the best thing to do is not to have that interruption during the meal and bench earlier. So obviously, if the person is a guest at the meal, he's not the Baal HaBos to do that. But talking about the family sitting around and talking, maybe the best thing to do is to bench and then continue to talk afterwards. So Rav Shlomo Zalman addressed this question. He said there's no issur to have an interruption in the middle of the meal and to sit and talk a little bit. But if clearly the meal has ended and it's done with, like we said before, it is appropriate that a person really should bench right away and only afterwards move on to continue his conversation. Okay, have a good day.